Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career. A 35-yard strike by Mahomes to the Chiefs' first-round draft pick.
And welcome into Fesco in the Morning.
Or Fesco and Dusty, as we call it these days. But hey, I heard it was retro night at Arrowhead yesterday, so what the hell, right?
That's right. It was retro night at the Arrowhead Stadium at GHA. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
And we are totally serious to be here with you this morning. And what a final call it was last night.
Ravens trailing 27-20 to the Chiefs. 5 seconds left. Ravens at the 10-yard line of Kansas City. Chiefs trying to play picket fence defense at the goal line. Jackson's been elusive in this game. Big rush by Kansas City. Spinning around is Jackson. He will throw it late at the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. It's a touchdown for the Ravens. 9 yards deep in the end zone by Isaiah Likely. And what a great play by Lamar Jackson to keep the play alive and find Likely at the back of the end zone. Now will the Ravens go for two to try to win it?
Oh, yeah. It was a touchdown. The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
Sean Hockley, I've never loved you more, brother. Incomplete, and Kansas City wins this game by a toenail.
That final call you could have heard here on 96.5 The Fan by one and only and the great one, Mitch Holtis. The game is over and won by a toenail.
I mean, unbelievable, brother. I mean, like, I have not seen anything
like that before. I was really hoping when he caught it, I'm sitting there. There's a couple people at the house, and I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, they're probably going to go for two. And then, of course, long neck Harbaugh is like putting the two fingers up.
Oh, yeah, he knew it was out of bounds. He was trying to get that play in
fast.
And
then as soon as I let it, like, incorporate it in my head, I'm like, did he get in?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the NBC great camera work.
Oh, like, my God, what a camera.
Going everywhere, and they're like, I don't know if this is in. And the first shot they hit, I'm like, that ain't a touchdown. Yeah, that, I'm like, game's over.
But what scared me was Terry McCauley up in the booth saying it shouldn't be a touchdown, because those guys are always wrong. But I've never seen an ending like that. And I was sitting out on the lanai last night, Dusty, as you know, one of your favorite spots in Kansas City, right? Mm-hmm. All curled up out there. I see Jen and I can't watch the games together. I mean, it's just.
Is she really stressful to you?
Oh, God, yes. Okay. Like, she hasn't learned, right? Like, when was the last time you saw me stressed over a game? I know how these things are going to go, right? Yeah. It's going to go just fine. So I'm like, I got to go sit outside. Plus, I don't know. There was something in the air last night. And something in the air this morning. The allergies are really bad today. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I'm sitting outside.
What was in the air?
I don't know what was in the air last night. It's in the air and everywhere, like our friend Ben Maller.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Quiet is my favorite part. We're 3 minutes in. This is what Friday's going to be. I hope you're all happy.
He didn't get back to mom's house till 1.
No, you know? It was like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, by the time I fell asleep, it was pushing midnight last night. So, we're running on adrenaline. We're running on coffee.
Right.
And we're running on all kinds of, you know, whatever it is to get us to 10 o'clock today.
I'm running on 1-0, baby. Yeah,
we're also running on 1-0. But like,
I'm running on 6 to midnight.
So as soon as that game ended, right, my initial thought is, and I guess I'm weird like this. I go, this is why we love the NFL. Like,
no doubt.
If you're an NFL fan, you're a sports fan, right? Like that game last night was money, baby. Like it had everything you could want. It had Xavier Worthy speed. It had Patrick Mahomes. It had Lamar Jackson, whose air yards in the first half were 0.4. Like, I'm a Lamar apologist, but learn how to throw the football, sir.
Back it up, Terry.
Yeah, exactly. You had some good defense last night being played by these guys. I mean, like both sides playing some good defense. And then it comes down to a play like that. Like that guy's toenail was on the out of bounds line. And the Chiefs win that game. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, are we feeling good on a Friday headed into a long weekend where we don't have to worry about any games. We can put our feet up, watch the game on the tube, bounce around red zone and know we've got ourselves a big lead now already in the AFC, basically up 2 games with 1 game in. And boy, oh boy, was that a stellar, stellar football game last night. Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Noah Gray. I mean, look at, we didn't even mention Kelce. All those guys making plays from an offensive standpoint. My God, that was fun last night.
It was amazing that all of what you said, and the most important part of what you said was, it's game one.
Right.
Like, if you want to know why, like, I'm dead serious when I say this, and we will break down this game all damn day, and there's going to be some hints of after hours for those of you that are real ones. But the best part about this, when people ask, why are there games on Christmas Day? Why are there games on Amazon? Why are there games on Peacock? Because everything that you watched last night, everybody wants a piece
of that. Yep.
When we see the ratings come out of what last night's game was, you are going to see an absolute gigantic percentage of how many people, and let alone Kansas City, watched that game, because I don't think there was, I mean, at one point when I had to do a last minute drive to see every TV in every living room like Tirico on it. And I'm like, not being a peeping Tom, but like people, it was kind of nice as that storm kind of came through and like the temperature dropped, everybody's window, you know, open or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like NBC, 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 NBC. Now everybody in my neighborhood's like 75 and older, and I'm like the young buck in the neighborhood.
So you were on Peacock and they were all on antenna, right?
But yeah. This is why. Like we're heavily Chiefs biased today. That game was off awesome. People in Baltimore are like, that game sucked.
Yeah.
But like, this is why we watch, and this is exactly what the product was. This was the Kansas City Chiefs, number one. Number two, it was an entertaining end of a game. Like, I pulled a Bob Fesco. I went to Twitter. I was like, this game is over. Once Xavier Worthy caught that touchdown all the way, and it was like, okay, this game's over. And, of course, people are like, stop it, stop. There's plenty. And then all of a sudden, it got to that point where I'm like, all right, if they go down and score, I could see Harbaugh going for two, and I don't know.
It's the right move.
Right, you're on the road.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to go to sleep. And then the play gets reversed, and it was like, you ready to go to bed?
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, we're good. And this is exactly the type of game that if you could go back and tell yourself how it was going to go, you knew it was going to be a nail biter. For those of you that got it at 46 and a half, you were so happy.
Oh, my God. my friend Vip out in Vegas is like, the line out here was 48. How do they know? I'm like, they just do. It's unbelievable.
They're not going to know. And Chiefs minus three, 46 and a half.
Right.
And they called that back in like December.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm joking, but they called it back in like April.
As soon as that schedule came out,
minus
boom,
three,
done. Yeah.
46 and a half. We had Alex Gold on yesterday. If you missed it, go back, look at the Odyssey app. And when you watch that game, it's like, was there even a break of the NFL season? Like, did the Chiefs even like take any time off? Because that's
200 and some days, Tarico kept telling us, right?
And I will tell you this. And we were told this, too, by Nate Taylor and by other people that cover this team day in and day out. Mitchell, that looked a lot like the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs offense.
Yeah, it did.
Isaiah, and I put this as well. I tweeted this. They did all of that offensive statistical stuff. And really, the only Travis Kelce moment we got, which coincidentally was a franchise history
and
moment.
How perfect was that, right, as well, right?
And it's this play right here.
Now it's third down, 11 for the Chiefs. Football back in their own territory at their own 47-yard line. Ravens crowd the line of scrimmage. Twist up front. Mahomes trying to buy time. Moving to his right. He's in trouble. Shakes free. Now fires the ball right side. It is caught by Kelce. First down. Down to the Raven 30-yard line. All the way across the field for 23 yards. And now Patrick Mahomes just passed the late, great Len Dawson for the most passing yards in Kansas City Chiefs history. And it's only poetic that he goes to Travis Kelce for 23 yards to break the record.
That's why he's the best,
You
know, in all facets of that. That's why Mahomes is the best in the league. It's why he's the best franchise quarterback ever. He's of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's why Travis Kelce comes up in big moments. But that's the, to me, and we'll get into why you were right and why I was right and why Mac was right. And I don't mean to like toot our own horn. You know what? Screw it. I do mean to toot our
own horn. We're going to toot our own horn.
We gave you guys exactly what we wanted to see, and it's exactly what happened.
I got people winning money over me saying Xavier Worthy first touchdown of the game. Guy showed me his bet on Twitter, won $210 awesome on that. Way to go, my man.
And the thing that stuck out, and again, we'll break this whole thing down. We've got 4 hours to do it for you. I could do it for 12 if they wanted me to. But
don't tempt that they may.
Nah, they won't. But the thing about this that stuck out to me the most was that team's offense reminded me, and again, there's some polishing that will happen, but that offense reminded me of when they had Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and Kareem Hunt and Patrick Mahomes and all those guys where it was like, we don't know who's going to stop us, and Travis Kelce and the team as well. But the one thing that stuck out to me the most was that team was clicking last night, and they didn't even really use Travis Kelce.
And they really didn't even play their best game from an offensive standpoint either. I mean, they put up 27 points, and I thought Mahomes was very okay last night. I didn't think he was spectacular as you could be, had the interception. I mean, if Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw that interception and they move down the field, like, we're not talking about a toe at the end of the game. We're talking about a blowout win for the Chiefs. And so that interception, obviously, you take that off the table and it changes the game a little bit. But I thought from an offensive standpoint, that was a good first effort, right? That's a good first effort that you can build off of. You can look at some of the mistakes and say, don't throw that interception again, or whatever the case may be. Don't get sacked, or however it is. A couple of passes were dropped again. Juju Smith-Schuster with a big drop. Travis with a drop. And then, of course, and the one
that
Pacheco...
I don't blame Juju for that drop.
Nah, that was a tough catch.
That hit the ground and popped out. Yeah,
it was a tough catch. And, of course, everybody immediately texted me, Tony would have caught that. and then the one that everybody's talking about was the Pacheco wheel route where he dropped that. And as soon as he dropped that, I go, you know what? He would have gotten destroyed had he caught that.
Or he'd have had like an eight. It was one of the other. Is either he was going to get blown up, or it was going to be one of those like slid right off and he was going to walk
in. I saw that play happening right before my eyes. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's going to get blown up here. Drop the ball and you save yourself, because it was a heat seeking missile coming out of Isaiah Pacheco, or at Isaiah Pacheco, I should say. Right. But I mean, it was a tremendous game. And I'm so excited for the way that it went down. The defense played well. They came up big when they needed to. And obviously the offense did what they needed to do. And then Tucker misses a field goal too. I mean, how big is that in the game, right? Like,
take a
mother Tucker, man. I mean, unbelievable. You know, I think we saw last night, Harrison Butker's the better kicker.
Been saying it for 2 years.
Then yep. Tucker, right? Yeah, not so good last night. And whew, when we get into some of this Baltimore stuff, I want to start this show at 5:30. I'm ready to fight every Raven right now, too, because they got some mouths on them, and maybe they've become the big rival now for this team.
And there's probably two reasons why they don't like Patrick Mahomes. One is because Patrick Mahomes makes that pass to Zay Flowers in the end zone instead of Lamar Jackson throwing it way left. And then also this audio right here before we go to break.
I mean, could it look good from my angle on the sideline? But then the first view you saw, you could see the cleat. That's a great football team, and I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the playoffs. So now we're happy with the win now, and he's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
Two things there. It's cheeky. Bob didn't say that he'd have the first touchdown of the game when it came to Xavier Worthy. He said the first Chiefs touchdown. So the text line, take a little step back, go back and listen to the audio again. And the second thing is, you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, I'll tell you what, my friends over at Smokehouse Barbecue are putting together a great game day special for you. I heard everybody is already loving the sweet zing chicken wing sauce. I think I'm going to go get some of those today out at Smokehouse Barbecue. Their new wing flavor, sweet flavor with a kick, and it is fantastic. Everybody's loving the new sauce, but they're also loving that game day special. When you got a game day going on, you need to get the game day special from Smokehouse Barbecue. You're going to get a pound of burnt ends, a pound of wings, a slab of baby back ribs, a quart of beans, paperware and serving utensils for six for just $79.95. Boom, it is done. Your game day is taken care of. You're going to feed everybody from Smokehouse Barbecue. They do an unbelievable job with those game day specials and an even better job serving up the best barbecue in Kansas City. Their barbecue pizza is fantastic. Their barbecue nachos are out of sight. I love their baby back ribs. And I'll tell you another good menu item is the smoked half chicken. Put a little of that Cajun butter sauce on it and you got the best chicken you're ever going to have. So go visit my friends over at Smokehouse Barbecue at one of their three locations, Independence, Zona Rosa, and in Gladstone, or at SmokehouseBBQ.com. That's SmokehouseBBQ.com. For over 35 years, locally owned and family operated at Smokehouse Barbecue.
Have you gone to sleep? 913-586-7965. I doubt it, but I'll tell you what, you're about to have a feel-good Friday.
Yep.
Feels like we haven't even stopped. Somebody texted me my group text last night. A friend said, think Likens is going to have a rough day at work tomorrow. I said, I don't know what your definition of rough is, but it's the complete opposite for me.
If it's getting up at, 4 a.m. and rolling in after, a game that ended at midnight, maybe. Hey man, but hey, the adrenaline's running.
I got 5 hours of sleep.
It's about what I got last night. Not bad.
Hey, you signed up for that credential.
You signed up for it, brother. You didn't have to do that. Nobody's holding your feet to the fire.
You know what? When you're 50 years old, God willing, we get there. You'll look back on that night and be like, I was at that game.
That's double your age right now. You can tell your future grandchildren you were at that opener when the Chiefs dropped the banner. They presented four Super Bowl trophies. How cool was that at the beginning of the game? Bobby Bell, you got rolled out there. Sick. Got Mitchell Schwartz rolled out there. Chad Henne out of nowhere coming out there and celebrating that. That was the moment right there. So random was Chad Henne coming out and supporting that Super Bowl trophy. And then obviously the Hunt family with the fourth one. I thought that was really cool at the beginning of the game to see those eras of the Chiefs and the two eras, I guess you could say, of the Chiefs get their Super Bowl trophies. But man, it has to be a thorn in the side of the Ravens. It was almost meltdown last night post game for the Baltimore Ravens. They're going to regret a lot of the crap that they were. So I almost said a word there. They're going to resent and regret a lot of the crap that they were peddling last night after the game. Like at 5:30, I literally said to Mac and go, start the show now. I'm ready to go. It's time to go. And talk about this newfound rival. Now it's no longer the Bengals. It's no longer Buffalo. It is now the Baltimore Ravens. Based on what you will hear these guys say after the game, the Baltimore Ravens are now officially the new number one rival for Kansas City.
This is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So if this is the best that they got, I mean, good luck in the postseason.
Hey, how about you keep your feet in bounds?
Yeah, how about you know what out of bounds is?
Oh, he flopped. He flopped. That's why the referees didn't call it. It was a great call by a great no call by the ref. But whoever 88 is, I don't know who he is, but He better watch himself.
He did
a little slick push.
Was there somebody on the sideline that pushed you as well?
Yeah, whoever number 88 is. I have no idea who he is, but I'll see him when I see him.
His name is Hendershot.
Yeah, Peyton Hendershot. Like, he squared up. He was
a dirty play.
It's a horrible play. He's the face of the franchise. I mean,
face the NFL.
Face of American sports is kind of what I tweeted last night. So you got to protect the face of American professional sports situation.
I don't want to hear people say, oh, the Chiefs get away with everything. Now, they did get a free timeout from Spagnuolo.
Yeah, which is bizarre.
Can't
still
help that.
Yeah, right. That's the referee's fault, though.
I mean,
stuff goes on the sidelines that, you know, happens. The referee's got to control all of that. But Spags was running around like a crazy man trying to get that timeout, channeling his head coach on the sideline. And then that play right there that we talked about with Mahomes getting hit out of bounds. You see Nagy running down there. He was ready to roll, too. Like, don't mess with this sideline or Peyton Hendershot's going to be living in your dome.
I also don't know what Lamar Jackson was seeing.
I thought it was a touchdown. I still think it's a touchdown.
Well, you can wish in one hand and crap in the other, Lamar. It's not a touchdown. His foot was out of bounds. And, you know, there's ways you can be a better player. There's ways you can get around those things. And Mahomes, being the smart man that he is, will let you know these things.
I mean, because it looked good from my angle on the sideline.
Yep.
But then the first view you saw, you could see the cleat. So that's a great football team, and I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the playoffs. So now we're happy with the win now, and he's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
So I can guarantee you Adidas is running a line of just like back of the end zone white cleats entire Kansas City Chiefs players. But again, that's one of those things, right? Like, there's always going to be two outcomes. There's going to be a winner. There's going to be a loser, obviously, like John Madden would tell you. But the one thing is that
unless you tie,
there was a better team on the field last night in week one of the NFL season, and that was the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Baltimore Ravens have a losing mentality at the end of the game where he better watch himself. Sorry, you're not going to play the Chiefs the rest of the year. You're now 0-1. The Chiefs are 1-0. Massive tiebreaker over you. And we talked about this yesterday. If they win week one and then win week two, the AFC is over, and everybody else has to watch and say, okay, are we going through Arrowhead to win the AFC Championship?
Well, and that's where we're headed right now. And you know, these guys after the game, man, like, you guys are morons. I mean, really. Like, and I don't mean that as a hyperbolic or anything like that. Having those comments after the game, if you do face this team again, which a lot of people believe you'll have to come here now and face them in an AFC Championship game, or if Lamar can find a way to win in the postseason, come here for an AFC Championship game. But man, like, those comments last night are going to be the ones that get rolled out in January when we do see this Ravens team again. You got to win with class and you got to lose with class, right? And I understand you're frustrated after the game and how it all went down, but there was nothing in that game that went against the Baltimore Ravens. I watched a little of Jim Harbaugh last night in his post-game press conference. John Harbaugh, yeah. And it sounded like to me, just by watching him, like, they had won the game. And I was like, all right. You know, Harbaugh's like, this was a great football game, two great teams, all this, like, praise for everything that went on, kind of feeling the emotion of everybody. He goes, we just didn't get it done, and blah, blah, blah. It was a great football game. And then you have Roquan Smith after the game, then you have Isaiah Likely after the game, and then you have Lamar Jackson after the game saying those things that they did. Patrick Mahomes is going to use that as ammo, and if you think losing by 7 points hurts in the playoffs at home, wait till you come here and get motorboated by 55 in the postseason and see how that feels in January, getting hit upside the head, cheap hit out of bounds, all that kind of stuff that occurred last night. Like, if anybody should be ticked off this morning, it should be Patrick Mahomes for not getting that call on the sideline. It should be everybody else for not getting that call on the sidelines. The referees blatantly missed a call on the sidelines involving the face of American professional sports, and Roquan Smith wants to go out there and fight Peyton Hendershot because he tried to get up and protect his quarterback. Peyton Hendershot's got a lifelong contract here in Kansas City because that dude's not in pads. He's been here 5 minutes, and he's ready to throw hands last night. So, Roquan Smith, kiss my ass.
That sounds like Dusty Likens on After Hours, but it's Bob Fesco, and this is 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you. Chiefs win, 27-20.
What the hell is Lamar saying? I thought he was in. No, he clearly was out. Like, there's no opinion on this one, right? Not an opinion. It is a fact.
Out.
He was out of bounds. Well, I thought he was in. Well, you're wrong.
Yeah, the game.
No, I thought he was in. But you're still wrong. Like, you can think all you want. He was clearly out of bounds.
The Chiefs were simply a better team last night. Lamar Jackson might have looked like the best athlete on the field, But Lamar Jackson's numbers as a quarterback were not great.
No.
They literally, I mean, we can give him G's. 26 of 41 for 273 and a touchdown. Meh.
Most of those passes started behind the line of scrimmage, too, exactly. In the first half. He
point
had nothing.
0.8 was a point, yards per pass attempt in the first half.
0.8.
Bo Nix at Oregon levels. It was crazy.
Like, how do you do that? Like, how is it that bad where you're 0.8 per air yard?
It's nuts, man.
As a quarterback in the NFL in the first half.
And this isn't Lamar 3 years ago in the Ravens. Oh, they don't have weapons. You know, he's got to run and make it work.
They got weapons.
No, they've got weapons. They've got Bateman. He's a good receiver. Zay Flowers is a stud. They've got the best tight end duo in the league.
I mean, that likely kid can really play. He's legit. There are weapons out there for Lamar. I mean, if you really want to boil it down, Lamar lost that game for Baltimore last night. And I love Lamar. And I'm a huge Lamar apologist. Lamar Jackson, if you really want to boil it down, you lost that game last night for your team. Not likely being out of bounds. The play before, you had a wide open cat in the end zone, and you didn't even come close. You didn't even come close to hitting that gentleman. And did you see the reaction as well? Oh, my God. The body language. The body language by his wide out going, throwing his arms in the air. Because you couldn't get more wide open.
He knew it, and then he looked, and Lamar like put the little sign up of like we were that close. Well, that's the cliche that is in the NFL, that it is a game of inches. The toe being out,
that was yards,
missing that play in the end zone. And again, like, we can dive back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back down memory lane of this game, to start the game, there were two different times on the first drive on third and long the Ravens got the first down.
Oh, first, the original story of this game early on was Chiefs can't get off the field on third down.
Right, and that will change. Spagnuolo will figure that out and will change that. And the other thing, too, is that this offense moved fluidly through the entire night. Now, there were some hiccups along the way. Now, the Mahomes interception was, you know, that's a dummy old play. Yeah, Mahomes will go back and think, I shouldn't have thrown that. I get that. That's what a gunslinger is going to do. But the way that Mahomes was able to take that game in that moment, it just looked like they never changed their way or their game plan, whereas it looked like the Ravens had a game plan, and then once they figured out they couldn't do that, the Ravens went back to what they were 2 years ago, where they're like, we're just going to let Lamar run it. And everything was fine after that, because it's like, you want Lamar Jackson to run, you can run all damn game, because we have a lead on you, we have a defense, and our offense will stay on the field.
But why not the last play of the game run Lamar Jackson? Instead, like, that was his strength, because he was running very effectively last night. Oh, last play of the game?
Right.
Let Lamar run that football, you know, let Lamar run, let him get out there in space, because he was crushing the Chiefs from a running standpoint. So I just thought last night, man, Lamar lost that game for the Ravens. I mean, he did not do his best in order to put his team in the position to win a football game. You can't miss a guy that wide open in the end zone.
And maybe one of the most important plays that will either go, I mean, I'm sure that the nerds will be talking about it. I was talking about it last night. I just said something in the break, but it was, you know, Mahomes catching that pass on that deflected pass.
Yeah.
And knowing that, you know, instead of swatting it down, which is what every coach will tell you when there's a deflected pass, just swat it down. Mahomes, in my opinion, knew the Ravens didn't have a timeout.
Oh, yeah.
He knew there was 2:30 left on the clock. He caught it, caressed it, went down, knowing they couldn't stop the clock, knowing it was going to go the 2-minute warning, and that was huge as well.
It was big, man. It was a big moment for Patrick Mahomes, and I think we all thought of that, because we all know now how smart Patrick Mahomes truly is. He's got one of those photographic type of memories, I believe, right? And so I think he obviously knew the play, and it was going through his head as that ball was going up in the air. The difference is it was probably going through our head at a very fast rate. Through Patrick Mahomes' head, it was probably slowed down. He's going, oh, wait a second here. That ball's in the air. I better catch that, because they don't have any timeouts left. And if I catch that ball instead of batting it down, we can run another 30 seconds off the clock. And that's probably about the speed that it went through Mahomes' head. So he's like, all right, let me catch this ball, fall down, and ultimately win the game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
13 seconds left. First quarter, Chiefs are down by one. Bible sent a group text saying, boys, the game is done. When was it over? Did Bob text you? He texted me too. I wonder how he knew.
I wonder how he even knew my number. I'm going to save it as British lady.
7-7 tie. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Third down and 6. Chiefs are blitzing. They throw in the right flat. Pass is caught, and he's lit up right away. Justin Reed hits Justice Hill. A gain of just 2 yards on another check down throw, but this time the check down was demolished by Justin Reed.
And that's when I sent y'all the game over text with about 3 minutes or so to go in the first quarter. It was a 3rd and 6 at the 48-yard line, and Justin Reed came in like a heat-seeking missile and blew that thing up, and that was the game over text yesterday when I declared this thing over. And you know what? I told Mac before the game, the Chiefs are in on it as well. You look at their post-game notes, the first note under the stats, Reed with huge stop. Safety Justin Reed got his day going with a huge third down stop. There it was, right there. Big play of the game. Flipped the table right there. They needed a big moment. They needed a big play. They weren't getting off the field on third down. Here comes your veteran leader from the safety position blowing up that play and sending Justice Hill back to the Inner Harbor.
I think he had 8 tackles last night.
Reed, he did.
Yeah. Amazing game.
To me, the game was over when Trent McDuffie got the tackle for the loss or for the turnover on downs.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you're the number one corner in the league.
Big play by Trent, too.
You don't have to have 7 interceptions and 4 of them be, you know, touchdowns. Last night, Zay Flowers, when he was matched up against Trent McDuffie, 2 targets, 1 catch, 19 yards, 1 tackle for a turnover on downs.
Yeah, Trent McDuffie was really good last night. I know they always want to highlight the bad plays that are made, and there was one where Trent McDuffie, you know, didn't have the guy covered or whatever, and people, oh, look at Trent McDuffie. They don't show you the good plays. That's the problem with judging, like, defensive backs. You only see the plays when they mess up. You never see the plays when they shut down the field. But that one you're talking about with about 10 minutes to go, that 4th and 3 right at midfield where he stuffed it, that turnover on downs, big play by Trent McDuffie. Your defense has to come up and make those big plays. Chris Jones, a couple of, you know, a drive or so before that, getting, you know, the sack and the strip, and then Felix coming up with the recovery on that play, right? Have a little Felix love this morning. He had a tackle for loss and a fumble recovery in that game last night, right? Like, quietly had himself a couple of big plays in that ball game. So Chris Jones coming through, getting that big sack, getting the strip, and then KC recovering it, you know, at that point in time. The other thing, though, too, is like when you get those moments, you got to finish them off in the end zone, right? That one finished off with a field goal, and I was texting some people. They're like, I hate that 6-point dominating lead, because you were dominating at that point, but you only had that 6-point lead. Put those field goals into touchdowns, and that game is a runaway freight train for Kansas City. I mean, that thing's clearly over by halftime, and most people are leaving the ballpark a little early last night because it turns into a blowout if you just put those balls into the end zone instead of settling for field goals at that point in time. But again, it's week one. It all comes with the territory.
Exactly.
It's... And you know, you have some mistakes. You do some things. You correct it. And if that's the worst they play all year and they score 27 points and Xavier Worthy was a madman last night, and let's go.
Yeah, you're exactly. It's the start. It's a couple penalties. It's a couple drops from the difference between 6 and 3. And you're talking about the offense. What keeps this offense from finishing? It's the same as last year to me so far. It's the Chiefs. It's themselves.
It's themselves.
But the difference this season is, I think they can figure it out themselves. I actually think they have the answers to solve these problems and actually excel. Whereas last year it was like, we don't have any answers. We're just going to go up and do what we can, which is just Mahomes being Mahomes and hope Kelsey has some good catches. Pacheco maybe has it. Like, there's actually answers here. There are good players on this offense.
A lot of good players on this offense. And also, too, I think one of the keys was not having the ball first last night, because you let Baltimore take all the hits for the what the new rules are going to be this year. Clearly, if you're on the line of scrimmage, figure out how to line up.
And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. The Chiefs had to deal with that all last year.
Yep.
They figured it out. Baltimore, you didn't.
Ronnie Staley had about, he just got called again, I think, for a penalty.
I think he false started on the flight back to Baltimore. Interesting, too, is that, like, when people, and this is what's interesting, and I can get back into this a little bit later, but when people would, you know, dissect Mahomes' emotions when things weren't going right because the same thing kept happening with drops with Kadarius Toney, you could say the same thing for John Harbaugh last night, because every time they called in, false start or illegal formation, whatever it was on Staley, whatever his name is, 79. That's all you heard for the 79. First 10 minutes. False start or illegal shift or illegal formation, 79. They'd go to John Harbaugh, and every time it was WTF coming out of his mouth. And
he even said that in the postgame conference. Oh, yeah. He's like, well, we were the ones who were the guinea pig this year because we received.
We did it last year. We went through it last year.
And that's kind of what
Taylor.
He was saying. Like, we had it last year. You got it this year. First team on offense on that Thursday night is going to get exposed for whatever new penalty they're trying to shove down our throats.
And RG3 tweeted this last night. Chiefs have everything they need to three-peat. They just beat the talented, tough, and relentless Ravens team with two-time MVP Lamar Jackson throwing for 273 and running for 122.
Yeah.
Only gave up 20 points, and Travis Kelce had 3 catches for 34 yards. This Chiefs team is deep. And then you get people that might not have got a lot of sleep last night and say, LOL, what game did you guys watch? The offense was clumsy but splashy. That was game one. They didn't have Hollywood Brown, and Travis Kelce had 3 catches for 34 yards. That offense is going to be fine. They did everything they were supposed to. Isaiah Pacheco was your Wade Davis. He closed the game out. Patrick Mahomes gave him the shove in to get the touchdown. Mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy was fantastic in game one in a gigantic playoff atmosphere type of feel. Looks like he'd been on this team forever. And you have the entire fan base going, nah, they don't need Tyreek Hill anymore. They never did need Tyreek Hill because they'll go find guys like this. And Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice were absolutely phenomenal last night. As Rashee Rice, I believe, had seven for 103 with a 14.7 average.
Did you not see a play that's going to work all year long? For years, Josh has been saying, give me the slant pass to the wide receiver across the middle, like with Dwayne Bowe back in the day. The Chiefs discovered that. To Rashee Rice last night, guys, that's an unstoppable pass. You cannot stop that slant pass. Rashee Rice even looked faster than he did last year. Like, you saw Rashee Rice playing yesterday in a situation where he was finally comfortable with the offense. He was a wily veteran last night. He wasn't playing and learning at the same time. He was just doing. There was no thinking. He was just going out there and making play after play after play after play. And then you get a little Xavier Worthy action going on right there, and Noah Gray, and they won a game and put up 27 points, and Travis Kelce had 34 yards receiving. A couple of big catches for Travis last night. But if you would have gone into the game saying, Travis Kelce has 34 yards receiving. Tell me what's going to happen in this game. I don't think many people would have predicted a 27-point output for the Chiefs and a win over the Baltimore Ravens. They would have said, oh boy, what went wrong on offense? Right. Well, you know what went wrong on offense? Everything went right on offense last night, and they showed you now they've got weapons, they've got waves of weapons, they've got all kinds of guys that can beat you from any spot on that field. And if you're waking up this morning complaining about something that happened in that game last night, go back to bed.
Yeah, and I'll give credit where credit's due to the text line. Somebody says, if P. Ryan doesn't drop that pass, it was an easy touchdown. Possibly. It's game one, new system. Yeah. I'm not going to flag that guy for that.
Could have been a better pass.
Somebody says,
could have been a better pass. Right. Yeah, right.
And then somebody on the text line is, whatever, the 816. We would have killed for 27 points in a game last year so many times.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? So yeah, absolutely. Like, you're taking the pressure off your defense again. They don't have to go out there and just limit you to 24 or under, which they did again last night. I do like this from the 816 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. There's no such thing as a clumsy win versus the Ravens. It's exactly right. That's the second best team probably in the AFC. That's the team you play in the AFC championship game last year. You beat them by 7 points. And in the NFL, winning by seven, that's a big margin, guys. That's a big margin in the NFL. Yeah, look at every spread. It's 3.5, 4. You know, very rarely do you see a double-digit spread in the NFL. And when you win by a touchdown in this league, you put that other team to bed.
That's right. And I thought the other thing that stuck out also, to give credit to the text line, a big play from Xavier Worthy breaking up that would have been interception in the end zone, going from wide receiver to corner and knocking that ball out of the hands. Great play there as well. So when I look at this game last night, there's a lot more that we can get into. We're here till 10 a.m. and then they're going to kick us out, and Cody and Gold are going to come in here in about 3 seconds before our show, right after our show ends. But the best part about last night is 27 points against what's probably the second best defense in the AFC as of what we know of so far. Maybe the Ravens don't have what they had last year, but what we know of as of right now going in this season, these were team 1A and team 1B, and you were in control for basically the, not basically, you were in control for the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in control of your FM dial today on 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey, Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco coming up. Super fans, we rank them here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah. Hey, Wharton tonight killed it. And that guy came right up the middle at Lamar and wanted his butt. How about that Worthy around the corner?
That was sick. That
was first play in the NFL, touchdown!
About those Chiefs!
About them Chiefs!
Hey, what was your favorite moment from tonight's win?
Winning the game. That's what it's about. We're 1-0, baby. Undefeated. That's what we do. Starting the season. Here we go.
Here we go.
Chiefs, baby.
Did you think we were going to lose for a second?
Well, we would have been tied. So, you know, they wouldn't have gone for two.
Unless
so,
they'd have went for two.
Yeah. And Justin Tucker already missed one kick, so we probably couldn't count on a second one for him to miss. So.
I like the new, what's the guy, Steele?
Cannon Worthy, Steele, down the Carter sideline Steele. For a touchdown.
Yeah, that
favorite play?
When the Chiefs won the game, when Isaiah Likely had his tiptoe out on the line. Yeah, that was my favorite part of the night.
How about Worthy?
I love Worthy scoring two touchdowns. He was doing a good job.
Two teddies,
nothing of that. But I think Pacheco was really good. I think the team showed up.
We won. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Who's driving home?
Man, I'll tell you a lot of that. You know, I found a good strategy, though. You just go to the people that are sitting by their cars,
of course,
drinking.
Yeah, right.
Because they're wanting to talk. They're still partying.
Yeah, they're waiting for the traffic to get
exactly.
out.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, that's good. Mac in the parking lot after the game. Yeah. Going to be a regular feature after games here.
Mac's
on the show.
Attack.
I like it
that's
a lot.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I like it. Did you ask any of them how they were getting home?
No.
I did not.
That's not your job.
Nope.
Just be responsible. Not. Call an Uber. Call whatever you need, a family member.
Somebody will come get you, man. If
find
you
my number, I'll come out. I'll get out of bed and come get you.
Yeah, if you're too toasted to drive, man,
please be careful.
Do not.
That is the exceptional work of our executive producer, Mac Morey, who got his first ever Chiefs coverage game here as a member of this team. So
pretty cool.
He loses his virginity to a
big time Chiefs game.
A huge game last night.
Brioche.
Yeah. Also, big Taylor Swift arrived last night, right? How about that? Showing up to the game. Everybody knew she was going to be there last night. And, you know, one person who wasn't there, I was very disappointed. Chiefsaholic, man. Didn't get the opportunity.
Well, there's reasons why.
He's going away 17 and a half years.
Right. He's a Chiefs super fan, but now he'll have to wait more than a decade to see his favorite team play. Xavier Bavidar, known as Chiefsaholic, was sentenced today. He's getting more than 17 years in prison for a string of 11 bank robberies or attempted robberies in seven states. The 29-year-old previously pleaded guilty back in February. He admitted to laundering hundreds of thousands of dollars through casinos and online gambling. That's how he funded his trips to several Chiefs games, as well as extravagant bets on those games. Babadar is also ordered to pay back more than $530,000 in restitution. He also has to forfeit any property related to money laundering. That includes an autographed painting of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
And you know that braces.
Yeah, it really
That's
does.
Probably That's probably his prize position.
It's not the $550K. No. It's the autographed painting of Mahomes is going to break that guy.
The $550K is probably in cash somewhere when he knew he was going to get caught. That's like the backup money. Like, hey, just pay that real quick so I'm good. I'll go serve my time.
Right.
For 17 and a half years, that sentencing came down yesterday.
Do you think he had to give up that rat suit that he was wearing too and not be able to wear that in jail?
They should make him wear that in the middle of summer.
I was just going to say, in the middle of summer, outside. Just stand at intersections in that suit.
That's right. Chiefs win last night, 27-20.
I ask you the same question I did yesterday. What happens first? Patrick Mahomes retires or this guy gets out of the pokey?
Well, we thought it was going to be 20. I think Patrick Mahomes could play another 17 and a half years.
Yeah.
So.
What is that? That's till he's what, 45? 43?
Sure. That's Tom Brady level.
Where's Tom Brady when Chiefsaholic gets out of jail?
Ooh.
Is he still doing Fox, or is he taking over full ownership of the Las Vegas Raiders, or is he playing quarterback at 60 for the Raiders at that point in time, right? Tom Brady's still trying to play somewhere at that point in time. Man. Congratulations, though, Chiefsaholic. Enjoy three hots and a cot.
Dog, those red boots she was wearing last night got me for about a half a second, and then they cut right to Travis Kelce, and I saw that haircut, and I said, what the hell is that?
What is going on with the
Travis,
hair?
Yeah. You look like the kid I rode the bus with whose dad cut his hair.
My wife says, she goes, he needs to shave that mustache, too.
Nah, you keep the mustache, but I do remember the story of Taylor Swift saying he needed to grow his hair out. That might just be like, honey, just... You do your albums and let me worry about my hairstyle. But
we all have done stuff stupid because of a woman, right? Yeah, I told you I had frosted tips. Mac got engaged. You? I don't know.
I bought a damn puka shell necklace that damn suffocated my ass for about two straight years.
Yeah,
took it off. It looked like I had a shark got attacked in my neck.
I love it.
But no, I'd say, you know, this team, you know, funny and not, a lot of Hollywood around this team with super fans.
Oh, God, yeah.
Stone Street, Paul Rudd, Sudeikis, Taylor Swift, Rob Riggle did great banging the drum last night.
Riggle was awesome. Love that
and,
guy.
And, you know, I love seeing that. And we knew it was going to happen. You know, as soon as Taylor Swift got there, we already know. She's going to be at every game.
Yep.
She's going to be every game. She's going to be there. I don't know if she's going to come in there rocking the female version, the Canadian tuxedo, because she had some denim on last night with some high red boots, but damn, she looked kind of good.
It was fun to see Taylor at the game last night. It was also good that they made Tony Dungy go to Brazil so he could make stupid comments about Taylor Swift. That whole NBC thing is just a train wreck. It gets worse by the minute. So he wasn't there to be all upset that Taylor Swift showed up at the game last night. So yeah.
There was another famous fan there though, Quincy Wilson.
I'm glad
they showed him on NBC as well. They promoted the Olympics.
I didn't know if they did.
Quincy Hall, you mean?
Quincy Hall.
No, that was really cool last night to see him and his gold medal because you're a local kid. Let's go. But also, I was thinking about all the super fans that we really do have now here in Kansas City. We're not talking X Factor and Chiefsaholic. We're talking about like real legit humans.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is the number one Chiefs fan, and there's no arguing that. I mean, what she has done to grow the Chiefs brand and to grow the NFL and all that kind of stuff, like. There's no celebrity that's bigger than Taylor Swift. And I don't know if you caught it. They showed her at one point of the game. She was watching very nervously. Like, she was definitely feeling the emotion out there of that game. Like, nobody was kind of around her. She was standing up in that booth, kind of zeroed in towards the end of the game. I'm like,
she was sitting next to Papa Kels.
Yeah, she was last night. And Mama Kels was in that shot as well. So it looked like she was feeling the moment, like she's in on this. And that I truly appreciate. It's not just for show like some people want to believe. She was dialed in like any Chiefs fan was last
plays,
night. I mean, it was great. It's so awesome to see her at the game. And then I think if you're going to like put the super fans up there, Stone Street is clearly the number two one. Yeah. Guy's at every game. He's part of the team. Like, he's legit, lives here in town, all about that. Riggle's my number three super fan. I feel like Rudd and Sudeikis show up like at a big moment for the Super Bowl when the camera's there.
That's fun. Yeah. And then there's that like random Backstreet Boy that's a big fan. Kevin, I think is his name. I don't know what his last name is, but he's a...
He's still around?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he doesn't look the same.
Morgan Freeman, isn't he?
I think... what else is there? There's the...
Kevin Federline? Is
no, that... No, K-Fed. That's Britney Spears' ex.
Wasn't he a Backstreet Boy?
No. He was like a rapper wannabe. Oh. And then are you ready to give somebody the day off on the text line?
Yeah.
Says last year's game in the season opener was decided by a toe knee. Last game's decision was made by a toenail.
Congratulations.
Take the day off. Take the day off.
And we will take your toe puns all That's morning right. long as well. That's fantastic.
We do want to hear from you. 913-586-7965. Coming back on the other side.
Call us. The boss says we can't get phone calls.
Feel free. 913-586-7965.
We call it Spite Spectre.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, this show, we have a lot of fun. We like to be humorous, but we kind of know what we're talking about when it comes to this Chiefs roster. We'll prove it on the other side. This Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. We call the show Fesco and Dusty, and it's on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.